The von Bülow itself was slightly misleading. His father's side was Danish. His mother, whose name was Bülow, had distant German nobility. His English upbringing endowed him with a Cambridge degree and a call to the bar, but the aristocratic von had been added when he and Sonny married in 1966. He was the one who collected Chippendale and Ormolu furniture, but she was the one who had Clarendon Court, as well as a 14-room apartment on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, in which to put it. Opera and theatre were his passions, and he loved to drop classical allusions as well as names. Back in Newport during his second trial, greeted by his Labradors, he felt like Ulysses returning. But it was Sonny, whose first marriage had been to an Austrian prince, who brought most of the dukes, diamonds and gala nights into his life. As an aristocrat, tall in his double-breasted suits, he could do stiffly jut-jawed one moment, warm and charming the next, a study in inscrutability or a witty ornament to the highest social tier of Newport or New York. He also had an outrageous side. When he worked for John Paul Getty, the oil tycoon in London in his bachelor days, he fell in with the Claremont set, including John Aspinall and Lord Lucan, who had hoped to murder his wife but killed the nanny, and hosted their illegal gambling parties. During his second trial, he posed for Vanity Fair in zippered black leather, tight blue jeans and a devilish grin, with a new, thrice-divorced mistress in tow. He liked unsettling jokes, telling them in his best dark voice. What is another name for fear of insulin? Claustrophobia.